Megan Epler-Wood is a pioneer in the ecotourism world who continues to think big. 22 years ago, she founded the world's first organization dedicated to making tourism a tool for sustainable development when she made the link between conservation, tourism, and the well-being of the local people.
So we set out a national agenda, is the idea, for using tourism as a way of bringing in foreign exchange while at the same time managing resources. And then we get into the question of generating employment and how exactly and who will benefit.
Ecotourism, recently noted by the United Nations as a key strategy to alleviate poverty and conserve resources, comprises of about 5% of a trillion-dollar industry. Tourism is one of the largest industries in the world, boasting a record 1 billion international travelers last year. But it has its downside.
The more travelers there are, the more challenges there are to manage them in a way that is environmentally and socially responsible. 9 times out of 10, governments do not absorb the cost of environmentally managing tourism. They just want the revenue.
Ironically, poor management puts at risk the very sites tourists come to see. A defining moment came for Megan in 1998 at Machu Picchu.
People came running down from the trail and told me that a porter had died. And the porter had died from carrying too much weight. So that was a terrible story. And about 2 to 3 years later, the government passed regulations on the number of people that could go at any one time and how much the porters could carry. So that was important.
A more recent initiative in Peru brought a Vermont idea to bear for indigenous people who live close to the tourist path but were never involved in tourism.
We want to see these indigenous people respect their traditions but also have the opportunity to build a livelihood that can bring, you know, better education and health to their families, as simple as that. And it is not that difficult to achieve with tourism. And we are going to start a community-owned farm-to-table restaurant. And this is so exciting because, first of all, we know that they will get business. We have the financing. We've just hired a chef who is a specialist in farm-to-table work in Peru. And he is associated with a national organization, which is sort of like our Vermont Fresh Network. And they are dedicated to bringing local produce to restaurants, and they're making those connections.
The greatest barrier to using ecotourism as a tool for strengthening local communities is leaders who focus only on growth. To widen the scope of the 35 countries she's worked in, Epler-Wood sees education as a way of preparing future world leaders. Through Harvard Extension Distance Learning, she's working with up-and-coming young professionals.
So I feel that I'm reaching just the right segment of society around the world that could change the world.
You can learn more about being an eco-traveler at ecotourism.org. For VPR, this is Fran Stoddard.